turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
You know, if you have pulled out your phone recently, opened up Google Maps and searched for a local business, maybe like a coffee shop or a plumber or just a new restaurant to try, you are actually participating in a massive quiet revolution.
Yeah, and the wild part is most of the businesses you're actually searching for haven't even noticed that it's happening yet.
Right, it's totally invisible to them. Yeah. So today, our mission is to really pull back the curtain on this shift. Specifically, we're looking at how artificial intelligence has, completely rewritten the rules of local search here in 2026.
It really is just a fundamental shift in how the digital world maps onto the physical one. You know, we're moving from a system that simply points you in a direction to a system that actually understands what you are asking and answers you directly.
Exactly. And to help us navigate this, we are digging into a really fascinating expert breakdown from a hyperlocal SEO and AI search optimization company based out of Austin, Texas.
Yeah, Austin Code Monkey.
Right, Austin Code Monkey. Their article is titled GPP for AI Search, What Your Profile Needs in 2026. And it is basically going to serve as our wrap for this deep dive today.
It's a great source, really detailed.
Well, it really is. Okay, let's unpack this because the most shocking fact in this entire report, it hits you right up front.
Oh yeah, the API shutdown.
Yes. In late 2025, Google officially killed the traditional Google Business Profile Q&A section. Just wiped it out.
Completely gone.
The Q&A API was discontinued on November 3, 2025. So all those static questions and pre-written answers are just gone, replaced by a Gemini-powered conversational feature called Ask Maps.
Which is a huge deal.
It is. But before we get into the AI of it all, for the non-developers listening to this, what exactly does shutting down an API actually mean in this specific context?
Well, think of an API, an application programming interface, as like a digital bridge. Oh. It's the mechanism that allows two different pieces of software to talk to each other. So for years, businesses use that specific bridge to feed pre-written, frequently asked questions and answers directly into their Google listings.
Like a cheat sheet.
Exactly like a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
But when Google discontinued that API, they essentially blew up the bridge.
Wow.
Yeah, they signaled that they no longer want static prepackaged answers. They want their AI to generate the answers dynamically.
So if I'm a business owner, I can't just hand Google a list of my FAQs anymore.
Precisely. You can't just feed it the answers. And what's fascinating here is the underlying structural change this represents.
How so?
Well, the Google Business Profile, or GBP, it can no longer be treated like a static digital business card.
Yeah.
To survive now, that profile has to function as a structured data brief.
Wait, let's pause on that term. A structured data brief?
Sure.
What makes data structured versus just, regular text?
That's a great question. So unstructured data is just a blob of text. Think of like a paragraph on a website that says, we sell great tacos for $5 on Tuesdays.
Okay, makes sense to me.
Right, a human understands that perfectly.
Right.
But a machine just sees a string of words. Structured data, on the other hand, is information formatted so explicitly that a machine knows exactly what each piece represents.
So it's labeled.
Exactly, it's labeled. The AI knows this specific string of text is a price, this string is a day of the week, this string is a menu item.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so the AI doesn't have to guess. It can instantly read, parse, comprehend, and cite that data on demand whenever a user asks a question.
That feels like a massive paradigm shift. It makes me think about how we used to operate. The old SEO model kind of felt like a giant public bulletin board.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. A business would just pin up a bunch of keywords like best plumber, cheap haircuts, Austin tacos, and cross their fingers, hoping that someone walking by happened to be looking for exactly those words.
And that bulletin board model worked because for 20 years, Google's primary job was matching a user's search to a web page, a URL.
Right. Just a link.
Exactly. But that era is ending. The major aha moment in the Austin Code Monkey piece is that Google is no longer trying to match user to a web page.
What is it doing then?
It is trying to match a user to a physical, real-world entity. A person, a place, a business.
Wow. matching to a real world entity instead of a link, that completely changes the goalpost.
It changes everything.
So if Ask Maps is not just a keyword matching engine anymore, how does this new Gemini system actually process information?
Whoa.
Like, is it more like a job interview where the AI is actively interrogating the business data behind the scenes?
That is a highly accurate way to look at it, actually. It is an interrogation of the data. When a user asks a conversational question in Google Maps today, Gemini doesn't just, you know, scan the primary category of a business and call it a day.
It digs deeper.
Way deeper. It actively synthesizes data through a very strict hierarchy of three distinct sources.
Okay, what are they?
Priority number one, the Google business profile listing fields themselves. Priority number two, the actual text of customer reviews.
Right.
And priority number three, the business's link to website.
So it's actively pulling from all three of those buckets simultaneously.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the industry data from early 2026 makes the outcome of this process very clear.
Which is?
Profiles that have complete granular data and a high volume of reviews produce significantly more accurate Ask Maps answers. The AI needs specific facts to match against those conversational queries.
Oh, the Austin Code Monkey source uses a brilliant example to illustrate this. The one revolving around a hair salon.
Yes, that's a perfect example.
I loved this part of the report. Walk us through.
Okay, let's say you run a salon. In the old days, you might just list your services haircut.
Right. Simple.
Yeah, and that was fine for the bulletin board. It matched the keyword. But today, if Gemini looks at your profile and just sees the word haircut, it has almost nothing to work with during its interrogation.
Because haircut is just a category, not a description.
Exactly. It lacks attributes. So if a user asks, Ask Maps, who near me does curly haircuts? The AI looks at your profile, sees the generic word haircut, and just moves on.
It just skips you completely.
Right. But if you rewrite that exact same service as women's haircut includes consultation, wash, cut, and blow dry, specializing in curly and textured hair.
Suddenly, you have given the AI a whole menu of matchable attributes.
Yes, you've given it the structured facts it needs to confidently recommend you for that specific query.
See, here's where it gets really interesting to me. You're talking about the absolute necessity of being specific.
Crucial.
But what happens when a business simply forgets to check a box on their profile? Like, does the AI just skip them entirely, or does it try to play a guessing game?
Oh, it absolutely tries to guess. And that right there is exactly where AI misinformation is born.
Yikes.
Yeah. The source material details a perfect scenario to illustrate this, looking at the outdoor seating attribute for restaurants.
Okay, let's hear it.
Imagine a restaurant that hasn't actually checked the official outdoor seating box in their Google profile.
Huh.
The attribute is just empty.
Right.
But a customer leaves a review that casually mentions, love the patio.
Oh no, I can see the train wreck coming.
Yep, Gemini scans the reviews, sees the word patio, and infers that outdoor seating exists.
But wait, how does it infer that? Like, how does it know a patio means outdoor seating if the business didn't explicitly label it?
Well, that comes down to how large language models like Gemini actually understand language.
Oh, okay.
They don't read English. They read math. They map words as coordinates in a massive multi-dimensional space.
Math. Wow.
Yeah, it's called a vector relationship. The word patio and the concept of outdoor seating have a very tight vector relationship. They are mathematically clustered close together.
So they're like neighbors in the AI's brain.
Exactly. So when the AI sees patio, its internal confidence score that the restaurant has outdoor seating just shoots up, even if the official attribute is blank.
I mean, that sounds incredibly clever of the AI, though. Why is that a problem?
Because it's an assumption based on incomplete data.
Huh.
Because the official attributes are totally empty, the AI doesn't know the hours for that patio.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't know the capacity. It doesn't know if reservations are strictly required to sit out there.
Right.
So when a user asks Ask Maps about outdoor dining, the AI generates an incredibly confident-sounding answer that is really only partially true, all based on that single review.
And then, you know, a customer shows up at the restaurant on a Saturday night with their dog expecting a casual patio experience.
Exactly.
Only to find out the patio is closed for a private event or it's just a tiny waiting area. The customer is furious, the business looks bad, and all of it happened because the AI was left to guess.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights why Google has introduced a rigorous verification layer to prevent these hallucinations.
A verification layer.
Yeah, think of Gemini as a skeptical investigative journalist.
Oh, I like that. So the Google business profile is like the initial tip-off or like the witness statement.
That is a perfect way to frame it. The profile is the witness statement.
Yeah.
But the journalist won't publish the story until they check the primary documents to corroborate the facts.
And what's the primary document?
For Gemini, that primary document is the business's linked website. Google now actively cross-references the GBP against the website.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if a business's profile claims they offer a specific niche service, but their official website is entirely silent on that topic,
the AI notices that discrepancy immediately.
Yes. The facts don't corroborate.
So the math changes.
Exactly. The mathematical confidence score drops. The AI will hesitate to recommend that business in Ask Maps because it cannot independently verify the claim.
Man. Knowing that the consequences of just passively letting your profile sit there are this severe, it really shifts the focus to actionable changes.
It has to.
Right, because how does a business actually survive when Gemini is this new gatekeeper standing between them and the customer?
Survival requires fundamentally changing how businesses interact with their customers. For instance, the Austin CodeMonkey breakdown explicitly advises businesses to start coaching their customers on how to write reviews.
See, I have to admit, when I read that part, it gave me a bit of pause.
Really? How so?
Well, coaching customers to mention specific services, specific outcomes, and specific attributes in their reviews. I mean, doesn't that sound a bit like we are just gaming the system?
I completely understand why it sounds that way, but we really have to reframe how we view this process.
Yeah.
It's not gaming the system. It is providing the AI with contextual ground truth.
Contextual ground truth.
Yeah. Under the old system, a generic 5-star review with a smiley face emoji helped your overall rating. Mm-hmm. But today, a generic emoji review teaches the AI absolutely nothing about the physical reality of your business.
But wait, let me push back on this a little more. Isn't asking customers to use specific keywords in their reviews exactly what ruined the old SEO model? Like, it just incentivizes businesses to beg for fake keyword-stuffed reviews so the AI will rank them higher.
That is a very fair concern, but that's exactly where the website cross-referencing our investigative journalist comes in as a defense mechanism.
Oh, right, because it checks the website.
Exactly. If you coach 100 customers to write fake reviews about a luxury outdoor patio, but your website schema shows you are a takeout-only ghost kitchen, the AI's confidence score just collapses.
It catches you in the lie.
Yep. The mismatch penalizes you. You can't just stuff keywords. The data has to reflect reality. A real review that says, the outdoor seating area is quiet and shaded, great for working, physically trains Gemini.
It translates human experience into vectors the AI can utilize.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Okay, that makes sense. The system is smarter than the old keyword loopholes. And the data you found from 2026 really hammers this home.
It really does. The metrics around review velocity are particularly eye-opening here.
Let's talk about review velocity.
Yeah, so the current data shows that a business with 80 reviews, assuming they have a steady, consistent weekly flow of new feedback, will actually outrank a competitor who is sitting on 200 stagnant reviews from 3 years ago.
Wait, really? So you're saying my 500 five-star reviews from 2020 are essentially worthless to Gemini today?
Well, worthless might be slightly too strong, but they carry significantly less weight.
Really?
Yeah, the AI values current reality over historical volume. Think about it from the AI's perspective. A restaurant with 500 reviews from 2020 might have completely changed management, altered their menu, or even closed down.
That's true. 6 years is a long time in the restaurant world.
Exactly. The AI needs to know what the entity looks like today.
Which begs the question. If the AI is relying on reviews and a static profile, how does it actually know the business hasn't closed down since those reviews were written? Like, what's the proof of life?
That brings us to posting cadence.
Posting cadence, okay.
The research shows businesses now need to publish 2 to 3 posts per week on their Google profile.
2 to 3 a week?
Yes. If you are doing fewer than one post a week, you are literally signaling inactivity to the AI systems.
And these posts, they aren't just marketing fluff anymore, right? Like, it's not just Happy Friday, come buy our stuff.
Not at all. They are live data points. A post about seasonal holiday hours or a post introducing a new service tier acts as that proof of life.
Got it.
It keeps the AI's understanding of your business completely current and prevents it from serving outdated information.
Okay, let's tie this back to the website verification layer for a second.
Sure.
The source mentions that websites must have a proper FAQ page, and it explicitly states it has to be marked up with local business schema.
Yes, that's critical.
We mentioned structured data earlier, but what actually is schema markup for the folks who aren't web developers?
Think of schema markup as a hidden layer of translator code built into a website.
Translator code.
Yeah. When a human looks at a website, they see nice fonts, pictures, and paragraphs. But bots and AI models don't have eyes.
Right.
Schema is code that explicitly labels the content for them. It says, hey, bot, the numbers you are looking at right here, that's not just a random sequence. That is our customer service phone number.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Right. And it'll say, and this text here, this is our official refund policy. When an FAQ page uses local business schema, it acts as the ultimate truth verifier for Gemini. It removes all ambiguity.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I mean, if you run a business or maybe you manage marketing for one, and you're realizing right now that your digital footprint is a mess of outdated, unstructured information.
It's a scary thought.
It is. So what is the reality of actually fixing it in this new landscape?
The reality is that the actual work of local SEO looks vastly different today. Agencies like Austin Code Monkey are doing incredibly granular hands-on work.
Because you can't just change a category anymore.
Exactly. It's no longer just updating the business name, changing the primary category, and walking away. Mm. The real work is in crafting service-level descriptions that read like conversational answers.
Right.
It's conducting comprehensive attribute audits. It's doing review language analysis to see what vectors customers are actually feeding the AI.
Mm.
And it's running deep website schema alignment checks to make sure the hidden code matches the public profile perfectly.
And they even actively test the profiles in the real world, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the source mentioned they run AskMaps queries out in the wild just to spot the gaps between what the AI thinks the business offers and what the business actually offers on the ground.
Yes, that testing phase is crucial because you don't know what the AI's internal confidence scores are until you see it generate a response.
That makes sense.
And this entire process gets exponentially harder and more complex if you are dealing with multi-location businesses or service area businesses that don't even have a physical storefront.
Oh, like a mobile dog groomer or an emergency plumber.
Exactly. For those service area businesses, the room for AI misinformation increases drastically because there are fewer physical data points, like a fixed address for the AI to anchor to.
Yeah, that's got to be a nightmare for a franchise.
Oh, it is. If you have a franchise with 50 locations, ensuring that the schema, attributes, and review velocity are perfectly aligned across all 50 profiles is a massive logistical challenge.
I can imagine.
Yeah, if location A says you offer a service, but the corporate website schema doesn't explicitly link that service to location A, Gemini gets confused and drops your ranking.
Man, that sounds incredibly tedious. But let's say a business owner listening goes in tomorrow, updates all their attributes, adds the schema, and coaches their customers.
Okay.
Are they going to see results by Friday?
Definitely not. No way. The mid-2026 research highlights a crucial lag time. AI systems take 60 to 90 days to show consistent movement after you optimize a profile.
2 to 3 months? Wait, why does it take so long if it's just an AI reading data?
Because it's not just reading. It's recalculating the entire mathematical model of your business.
Oh, the vectors.
Exactly. The systems literally need time to re-index all this new information, cross-reference it against the website schema, map out the new vector relationships from your updated review language.
Wow.
Yeah, and slowly establish a new confidence threshold for your entity. It is a massive computational ship to turn.
Which is exactly why businesses cannot afford to wait. I mean, if you are 90 days behind your competitor in speaking the AI's language, you are invisible to an entire season of customers.
You really are.
To wrap up this deep dive, it's pretty clear that local search is no longer about standing on a digital street corner and shouting keywords at the top of your lungs. Hmm. Google isn't matching web pages to searches anymore. It's matching real-world entities to conversational questions.
Precisely.
The rules of the game are entirely about speaking structured data so clearly and so accurately that an AI assistant feels mathematically confident recommending you to a user.
You know, this raises an important question, and it is something I think everyone listening should really ponder.
Yeah.
If AI is now the ultimate intermediary, like the gatekeeper between the digital world and our physical storefronts, what happens to the incredible high-quality local businesses out there that simply don't know how to speak AI?
That's a great point.
Right. Will the businesses that succeed and dominate the next decade actually be the ones who are the best at what they do? Or will they simply be the ones who are the best at formatting their data for a machine to read?
That is a heavy, fascinating thought to leave on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Remember that quiet revolution happening right now on your phone the next time you search for a local spot, and keep questioning the evolving digital world around you. We'll catch you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.